Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's recipe is for Ninja Foodie burgers. And not just Ninja Foodie burgers, but how to cook Ninja Foodie hamburgers and chips at the same time using the air fryer function of the Ninja Foodie. You know, I considered for this recipe just doing burgers, but let's face it, we all want burgers and chips, don't we? We love the combination, and then you can have the burgers as is, or you can put them into bread buns and have all the usual burger garnish. It's totally up to you, and it's just fantastic for an easy recipe, especially on a long day when you're just craving some fast food, and of course, it's much cheaper than actually ordering fast food. And I'm sure you're wondering what you need. Well, just two. Any hamburgers will do. You can use vegetarian ones, vegan ones. They can be chicken, they can be beef, they can be pork. They can be whatever you want them to be. And then beyond this, about four medium potatoes, or depending on how many chips you want. A little bit of extra virgin olive oil, oregano, and then some salt and pepper. And then start by prepping the chips, or as you might call them, fries, and peel and chop your potatoes and load into a bowl with seasonings and extra virgin olive oil and mix well with your hands. Then load the fries into the Ninja air fryer basket and set the time to 15 minutes and the temperature to 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit. And when you load them into the Ninja air fryer basket, you don't need any water below like you do when you're pressure cooking. So then place them straight in and then put the air fryer lid down. And then 15 minutes will give them a good all-round cook. And then when the Ninja beeps, shake the fries and make space for the burgers and cook for a further 8 minutes on the same temperature. When it beeps, turn the burgers over and cook for a final 5 minutes at the same temperature and then serve. You've now got delicious burger and chips. And then the big decision really is, what sauce are you having? Are you doing burger buns? And if so, are you adding lots of lettuce and gherkins and things, or are they just on their own? And of course, if you head over to RecipeThis.com, we have a category dedicated to Ninja Foodie, and you can also search Ninja Foodie hamburgers for the full free printable recipe card. Thanks for listening, and if you've not heard already, we're bringing out an air fryer cookbook, and I've just published our behind the scenes on the recipe development side of making the cookbook. You even get to see George pushing Sophia out the way just so that he can get his hands on some melted cheese that have melted perfectly over some chips. I mean, you can understand how much he loves cheesy chips when you actually head over and check it out. So if you want any of our air fryer cookbook updates, just head over to RecipeThis.com and search for air fryer cookbook. And I cannot wait for you to be part of it.